Hey, everybody, welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura. Joining me today is, it's the elf herself who does not sit on the shelf. Now, y'all say that like five times fucking fast. Gia David is my sidekick today. Gia, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me, or allowing me to be here, whatever. Hi.
Hi. How are you? We're all fine here. We're all good. Fine.
It's not going to be a boring conversation.
It's
anyway.
Not going to be a boring conversation.
No.
Today we are spotlighting some creatives, or actually a creative individual in our community. You know, here on Transpose, we like to definitely put a spotlight on trans individuals who are doing things such as creating internet content and doing things for the community to help lift it up. We can all agree right now we could use a little uplifting. Shit's kind of bad out there.
Yes, it is.
It's very bad. Anti-trans legislation, tons of hate.
Violence.
I mean, it's all bad. And so when we have the opportunity to shine a light on someone who
I see a pretty lady
is doing good work, good things for the community to try to make the world just a little bit brighter, we definitely want to give them recognition. And you and I know one such person.
Yeah, and I bet you thought I was talking about you and I said pretty lady, right?
Of course I did. I'm a narcissist. You know that shit.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
So we are welcoming Miss Robin Jane. Welcome back, Pixie. We missed you.
Hey, well, it's awesome to be back here.
So,
and just wait.
Oh,
let
okay.
me just say right now. Y'all hit that Patreon button, all right? Go. Hit the button. Follow. This show is more than worth it.
Well,
way more than worth it.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Oh, come on.
So Pixie is a really good friend of myself and Gia's, and we've had her on the show before. When we discussed being trans and raising kids.
Working on that one.
Still working on those. However, is it a daily thing that you do? It's daily stream, right?
It's a daily stream. I'm taking Tuesdays and Mondays off now.
Okay. So it's a almost daily live stream through the TikTok platform, and she has cleverly called it the Robin's Nest. So why don't you start by telling us what it's all about?
Okay, so we all need a safe place to be able to talk, to vent our problems, to learn, especially for fledgling trans people. They have so many questions, and a lot of times our community is so closed and worried about homophobes coming in as whatever. We provide a space, myself, my third wife, Heather, and even my first wife, Michelle. We provide a space for people to come in, feel safe, and half the time we just shoot the shit, you know, and it just, as questions come up, as people feel more comfortable, they open up, they ask the questions, and we cover it as much as we can.
Listener generated too?
Pardon me?
It's listener generated, they can ask you real-time questions?
Yes. They can ask me real-time questions and get real-time answers.
Be nice, though.
So during the live stream, what you see is myself, and on the side, we call them the chat boxes.
Okay.
I can have up to four co-hosts or guests or whatever there that are able to speak live or be on video. It's up to them. They don't need to have the video feed going. But we also have a live chat stream going on at the same time. So we can see questions and comments and conversations going on.
Awesome.
And respond at the same time. It's kind of a good and bad thing, because you can also see a lot of, we do get a lot of hate in there, but I have moderators. I call them my snipers, because they take out the trash fast.
And
if I'm in the mood, I will actually play with them in a David-esque style.
That's a thing now, David-esque. It's a David-esque style.
I love it.
That is. I'm sorry.
I will take a chainsaw to them.
I'm sorry, Pixie. We're stealing that. That is now property of Transposed. Every time you use it, you owe us $5.
I thought it was three.
It's all good. It's all good. I got to get paid somehow, right?
That's true. That's very true. So, I've been in on a couple of them. I've listened to some of the stream, and I gotta say, when you say you're shooting the shit there, I did not think there were very many things out there that had less structure than Transposed, and as soon as I jumped in, I went, wow, I was proven wrong. This has absolutely zero structure. But
I love that. It's reality. It's reality. It's real. It's relevant. And if y'all don't listen to it, y'all are missing out. I ain't lying.
It really is. It's you. It's your genuine self. And I've witnessed firsthand in your streams, you know, talking through to people about actual questions, you know, especially, and I gotta say, I like that term fledgling trans better than baby trans or
cracked eggs.
I mean, someone who has recently come out, they're gonna have a shit ton of questions. And I've got to witness, you know, it's a very light hearted thing, but it's still extremely helpful. And you do have a lot of help with that. So where did you get started with it?
To be perfectly honest, I went on TikTok originally for my own mental health. And I was encouraged by several of the other creators on there to actually start doing the videos to get my follower I wouldn't say followers, but get my family up to 1,000 and be able to do the live streams so I could talk to people instead of just typing messages. Being able to talk to people like I'm doing right now with the two of you, it makes all the difference.
Yes, it does.
Putting a face on it is so much more, not only aesthetically pleasing, because let's face it, I'm freaking hot.
I can vouch for that, yes.
No, yeah, I can but, too. Narby.
Yeah, he's a narby. But I mean, it makes it easier for people to open up. They can see how you're reacting and how sincere you truly are with that conversation. I mean, I'm, of course, at a disadvantage myself when I do this, because most of the comments, I don't get to see the people.
Right.
So you take a lot on faith. You take a lot of it on faith that people are asking you questions out of sincerity, out of wanting to learn. I mean, and, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I have taken homophobes and turned them into allies. And they still follow me and they still join in the chat. And they are there. They understand. They get it.
I have a lot of my followers do that as well. The goal, like yours, in what we do here, is to, first and foremost, educate and inform. It can be entertaining, and you're going to get those strange ones that pop in there and try to stir up stuff, which I kind of like.
But no, really, you do? I wouldn't have guessed, little Miss Turf Slayer.
Well, yeah, and a lot of times lately, I've just been letting them slide. You know, I don't want to fight anymore, but, you know, like what you had to deal with today on your live stream, Pixie, is I had just welcomed a new follower. She just came out. And here's this transphobic a-ho slamming us.
Yes. I remember that.
And so we had to deal with that. So my goal there was, and I was DMing her, and I also wanted her to understand that, look, we're going to get those. Just know that we got your back, and we'll help you. You're not alone. And that's what this format here and your format there, and some of us on other formats, is we stick together and help out the new ones, because when we came out, we didn't have nobody.
Not a person. Nope. Not a single individual.
So that tells you we're old, right?
Speak for yourself. I'm 21. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I'm 18 with 40-something years experience.
Okay. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Least once.
So, typically, Pixie, how long does a live stream for you last?
We're still trying to zero in on a solid time. So far, 3 hours. No, sorry, 4 hours has been my longest. But I'm trying to cut everything down to 2 hours. And that's 12 p.m. my time. I can't remember what to call it, but 12 p.m. my time to approximately 2 p.m. my time.
And you're way up, in case anybody forgot, she's way up in Canada.
The Great White North.
She's in the Pacific time zone. Up there with Vancouver area.
Vancouver, British Columbia. Yeah.
Yeah. So, So when she says 12 to 2, that's a Pacific time zone.
2 hours difference from Central Time.
But again, you know, it's Canadian. It could also be some weird, crazy time.
So you go by Canuck time, don't you?
No, yeah. we
it depends on how much maple syrup we use.
What do you do with all that syrup anyway?
Let's not get down that road. I'm going to apologize to our listeners in Canada. I can only get away with this because it is Pixie, and we make these jokes all the time with her, and she's a good sport.
And if she gets sore about it, just go have some poutine.
Sure.
And for all of the Americans out there, that's poutine.
Poutine.
Oh, yeah. That improves the attitude, too, doesn't it? Oh, that's something else. I'm sorry.
Mind out of the gutter, G. Mind out of the gutter. We got a show to do.
I need a leaf guard.
So, typically, what do you, when you have streamers, now obviously if it's a 2-hour show, people are going to come in. They may be there for the full show. They may be there for 15, 20 minutes. I mean, do you notice, do you notice like a lot of people listening in? Do you notice, you know, at most you have 5? I mean,
I notice that we do get a lot of traffic. We're starting to get more. I think my highest head count in the live stream at once was about 1,200.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's
look at you, the, girl.
The average is between 25 and 150. Now, not everyone contributes to the conversation or even, you know, joins in on the chat. A lot of people, they're there for the knowledge, but more are there actually for just listening to the conversation.
Learning as they go.
Right. Yeah. Well, see, that's why I asked that question. Now, there's probably going to be people going, the fuck does that have to do? Because those numbers actually for our community are extremely important, because it's how many people have decided either to stop being miserable and be their true self, or how many people are learning that we're just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is so many of the people that come and join in the conversation are actually cishet people.
Explain what that term is, for those who don't know.
Cisnormative means identifying as the gender that you were assigned at birth.
Okay.
The heteronormative, I think we all know what that is. Or shall I explain it?
I think we got it. It means you're heterosexual. So, yeah, we got it.
Yeah. Now, a lot of them, they're there to find out what is all of the hullabaloo about. Why is everyone so up in arms about it? And let me just tell you, there's so many cis people out there that want to be supportive. They want to learn. They want to know how to support us best, and some of them are doing the best job just by listening.
A lot of them are looking for understanding, just like the ones who are questioning. I mean, that's the way it was with me when I got on Twitter. I already had come to the conclusion myself, and through therapy, but I needed to find a place where I felt safe and could get information. And what you're doing is phenomenal, because that's face-to-face, real time. And that's, you get your questions answered like now. That is awesome.
I agree. It's important to have things like your live stream where people can come in and they can learn. Now, I make the jokes all the time about this show and people not learning anything. I do hope the show helps somebody learn something about some aspect of our community. But it's definitely a really good thing to have something where, like Gia said, you get your questions kind of answered now, right then, right there, because you're talking to a live person.
And not on the screen.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, if nothing else, Pixie can, if she don't know the answers that you're looking for, most likely she does, she can at least point you in the right direction and go back later and find the answer and put it on later.
Exactly.
I saw her did it.
Exactly.
I do. Yeah. I do, and I call upon people that I know and trust. Like, who the hell am I to talk about a female to male transition or a non-binary or gender fluid? I can't talk about that perspective. But I do have people in my TikTok family that are and do know and are more than willing to help and share. And I will point people to the right person. I've been pointing people to the podcast here since pretty much day one.
Yay! Thank you.
And I will remain doing that, you know, for the rest of the time that I've got a platform to stand on. I may be small, but I can yell.
And it, as Gia says, thank you, Pixie. Your check's in the mail.
Did I say that?
You do. You say that a lot. I think platforms like yours are extremely important. Like you said, you have a lot of cisgendered heteros. And by the way, a little side note, the best way, if somebody asks you, I don't know if the two of you kind of put this thing together the same way I did, and I actually used this to explain it to Eric one time when somebody asked me when Eric asked me, what is cis? The best way to describe it is treat it kind of like an acronym, comfortable in skin. Cis people don't have that dysphoria,
like
that their genders don't, the insides don't match the outsides. And that's kind of where I went with it. What it actually means, the fuck if anybody knows. Anyway, like you said, you have a lot of people, especially cisgendered individuals, who are listening in to learn and to try to be supportive. And I think it's important we have these platforms because, let's be honest, there are a lot of, and I'm going to use the term very loosely, media, Fox News, outlets out there that...
I thought an outlet was an asshole.
That's just Tucker Carlson. No.
this show is even entertaining.
They try to paint us in ways that we are monsters, essentially. We see a lot of the pedophile rhetoric. We see a lot of the groomer rhetoric coming from those places.
I was called a map.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Oh, just the one that we had to deal with that I alluded to earlier kept calling me a map. And what it is a minor attracted person.
Okay, that's stupid, and that needs to go away.
Yeah.
But
that's
they...
the thing, though, in the media, it is a thing. That's the acronym they're using in the media.
Okay, well, then that's a thing.
A map.
Yeah.
But we have these outlets, and not just the media outlets. We have individuals, especially here in the U.S., within, and I don't have a soapbox, but I am going to stand on it for a second, especially within the Trumplican party, that like to make us out to be monsters and predators. And we're not. We're normal people. We're just as normal as... Okay, well, I almost walked into that one, but I'm going to leave that one alone. We're going to stop right there with that comment. But still, we're not the dangerous, scary people.
That sounds like my pin tweet.
I need to say something.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to interject right here. We are just as normal as anyone else. We are. There is nothing abnormal about us.
No. I mean, Gia has other things that make her abnormal, but that's just G.
We're not going there.
Appreciate that. Don't be fucking this up with the truth, damn it.
But you're right. We are normal. We are not any different than anybody else. At the end of the day, we want to be loved. We want to be happy. We want to be ourselves. We want all the same comforts everybody else does. And I think that platforms like yours, especially your live stream, Pixie, they allow the cisgendered individuals out there of the world to see that, to see we aren't the scary monsters after their children. And there's no trans agenda.
It's like what I have on my pinned tweet on Twitter. You know, we're just people just like them wanting to go about our lives in peace. We're not trying to invade anybody's space. We just want to go about our lives like everybody else does. We just want to be free. We want to be happy. That's supposed to be a constitutional thing, right? The pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, whatever that may look like. And so, fuck off if you don't like it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? And I think that's the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution.
Yeah. The Declaration of Impotence. Gotcha.
And there she goes again, folks. Send hate mail to Gia at... No, just kidding.
Go fuckoff.com.
At fuckoff.com. Gia David at gofuckyourself.com.
Oh, I gotta do that. I gotta do that.
Now I gotta buy that website.
Yeah, my pronouns are go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Yes.
Hyphenated.
Hyphenated.
What is that hyphen made of anyway?
Anyway, let's get back on topic.
It looks like a breadstick. Looks like a breadstick.
I'm not going to get into details, but you have mentioned some of the good things like helping other trans individuals in need that have come from your live stream, and without calling anybody out or giving away too many details, can you tell us a little bit about that experience and, you know, how you felt about the whole thing?
I'm sorry, I'm confused as to which part is the question.
She does ramble, doesn't she?
Oh, fuck off. I think you know well what I'm talking about. Your live stream has actually, I know y'all are in the process.